You know, we just, you know, we had a similar look on both sides, and you know, I went right at him. But they did a good job with their safety helping, so I had to kind of miss it outside, or else he would have been able to make a play on it. That would have been a fun one to hit, but, you know, the safety did a good job. Yeah, you know, when there's someone like that, you know, someone who's he'll be a first ballot Hall of Famer. He's been at the top of his game every year he's played, you know, pretty much every year he's played, and he's always one of, if not the best corner in the league. Other people can argue that, not me. You know, but when you have someone like that, you have to know where he's at. You have to know, you know, what coverage are they in. You have to know what he's trying to take away. Because if you don't, he'll catch you slipping and take it the other way. So you have to be calculated when you throw at him. But, you know, like I said, always, you know, I respect everybody. Respect them all, you know, especially him. You know, he's the best. He's awesome. But you just got to be aggressive. You can't take away one side of the field because then that hurts the team. And I'm all about the team winning. You know, it's hard to say without – you know, seeing, oh, we messed up on this thing last week. You know, I got to go back and compare contrast. But you see the growth. You know, obviously you see where we're getting better. We finished a little better, but I got to do a better job of, you know, they came with some free runners on a couple of them. And usually in a normal situation, you got to get the ball out early and those things. But sometimes you're just going to have to, you know, like I did on a few of them, just sit in there, take one, you know, but that part of the game is just, you know, you don't want the ball to get hit or, you know, something bad to happen. So, you know, that us finishing, you know, we got to do better, and that's on me. I'll do a better job of helping us finish. Yeah. It's just probably like, just like everybody. I was like, okay, you know, they played it well, get the completion. Oh. And after that, as soon as I saw no one else back there, there's no one catching him. Yep. It's the ultimate team game. You know, when you have a player like Revis, who you know is going to be on Amari the whole day, it's going to be really hard for Amari to get 100 yards. Let's just be honest. Amari, you guys know how I feel about him and where I think he sits. He's one of the best. But so is Revis, you know, one of the best ever. You know, so, you know, those other guys have to step up and make plays. And they did today in a big way. Sorry. I told him he played with daddy strength. You know, a daddy strength. When you're a father, there's just an extra strength that you have. And I said that's what he played with today. Yeah, you know, Andre was, you know, our starting X last year. I've thrown him a ton of passes. I know, you know, where he likes the football. He knows, he's come back and told me where he likes the football. You know, we've had a lot of, you know, time together. We've had a lot of games together. I actually said during practice this week, he ran a route, we hit it, and I said, don't worry about it, man. We've played enough. We've played a lot of football together. I know where to throw it. And he said, yeah, just like that. And, you know, that just, you know, that chemistry, you know, seeing it happen on the football field, seeing it happen times last year, knowing where to throw the ball to him, you know, that's huge. And, you know, give him a lot of credit. You know, we should love him up for stepping up, you know, with those two big touchdowns. You know, I think we won by two touchdowns. So for him to step up and make those plays was huge. Sorry? Us just doing our job. There's nothing, no superhuman anything, nothing like that. Us just listening to what the coaches have taught us, trying to do that to our best of our abilities. And this team has learned how to do that. We're learning how to do that each week. And as long as we just keep listening to our coaches and keep just taking the coaching, like that, hopefully we'll be able to continue to do it. Man, it was huge, especially against this team that, you know, they're so good at stopping the run. I mean, you turn the game on. I think New England ran the ball, what, under 10 times, five times, and Brady was the leading rusher, you know. And I know Tom's fast, but I don't think that was the plan going in. You know, but with all that said, you just see how good they are at stopping the run. You know, you see how good they are at doing things like that. You know, and you know it's going to be tough, but you know, Coach Tice and Coach Tim, you know, Coach Musgrave came up with a great plan. Coach Bernie, Coach Bobby, they came up with a great plan of how to attack them and how to run the football at them. And the guys executed the plan the best they could.
Derek, how would you assess Bill Musgrave's play calling, especially over the last 2 weeks?
It's awesome. You know, when we're scoring points, it's awesome, right? you know, I love him. I love being a part of what he's doing. I love being a part of, you know, the things that he comes up with, as Crabtree calls in his lab. You know, we just, his lab. you know, he comes up with some stuff, and we just, we're like, yeah, well, we see that'll work. Yeah, you know, it's fun to be a part of. It's fun to, you know, be a player under him, you know, under his supervision, so to speak. It's fun to work with him. It really is. Him, you know, Coach Downing, us three, man, it's fun to, you know, have our little meetings and talk together, you know, because it's fun. I'm sorry. Oh man, there's a couple things. I don't want to give away his secrets, but he definitely came up with some good stuff on a couple of those touchdowns. We'll just say that. Yeah. Right. You know, honestly, it is what it is. We're happy about it. We're very blessed to be in the situation we are. But you said, how do we handle it? I handle it just by being grounded in who I am and how I was brought up and what I believe in. And so I'm never going to, you know, get too high or too low. You know, I'm just going to be excited about where we're at, but know that there's a lot of work ahead of us. And it'll never get to my head because, you know, first of all, I got two big brothers that would fix that. And then, secondly, you know, I'm a man of faith, and I can't just let that kind of stuff, just because we're doing good in football, affect how I act.
There are 9 different receivers caught passes
today. Wow, yeah.
Did you see something in film study that, you know, if you don't attack your smart, you can see something?
Yeah, you know, and that's on our coaches, you know, spending all that time in the film, drawing up the plays and all that kind of stuff. They do a great job. So, you know, those two out there are two of the best, you know, in this league. So you know that other guys, going into the game, you know other guys are going to have to make plays at some point, because you're not going to catch, you know, 12 balls each against those two. It's just not going to happen. They're too good. So you know that other guys are going to have to step up, and we're happy that they did today.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Does that surprise you that he came to you with that? I mean, I think
different. Yeah, because like the person you describe, and I'm being dead honest with you, I've never seen it. I haven't seen that. Even when, you know, we played Cleveland and he had, what, 20 or 30 yards, I didn't see it. I saw him on film cheering for Amari. I saw him, you know, blocking his butt off downfield so Latavius could spring a big run. You know, that's the stuff that I see. And the guy that we see in the locker room, I guarantee if you took a poll from our team, top 5 just favorite teammates to just be around, funny teammates, I guarantee he's in there. You know, everyone loves him. You know, he's someone that everyone he's someone that people gravitate towards because first of all, he's funny. You know, so people want to hear what he has to say. But he's a great teammate, and the only thing he cares about is competing and winning. That's it. That's all he wants to do. And so, you know, I don't know anything about the past, but I can assure you I'm very happy that he's here.
Derek, how good does it feel to be at this point? I mean, you guys have 2 wins coming off the bye.
Yeah.
4-3. I mean, yeah. You guys are really taking it seriously now these days, right?
Yeah. Well, I hope so. You know, I hope everyone, you know, in the NFL is taken serious. You know, we treat each team with respect, and so I hope so. I hope that's the case. You know, so, you know, we're just excited where we're at. We're excited, but again, not going to get too high or too low. I'm just going to keep my head down because I know what's gotten me here. I know what's gotten us to this point. So I just got to keep pushing because we want more. You know, we're not satisfied with just, oh, we're over 500 or, yeah, we're not satisfied with that. You know, I'm not built that way. You know, so we'll go back to work and make sure we keep growing.
2 more for Derek, guys. Derek, you guys are improving on the 3rd down conversions.
Uh-huh.
How far now are you guys? That was 3rd and 6th, or maybe how
Yeah, you know, Coach Moore gives us a presentation every week. You know, Coach, him and Coach Bernie get up and talk about third downs, talk about pressures, all that kind of stuff, what to expect. Maybe things that they haven't shown, you know, maybe things that they could do, which is something that's how my mind works. So it's fun to be around them. So they're always just up there presenting to us, and they give us the confidence early in the week that if we do that such and such, you're going to get first downs. So they instill the confidence in us, and you know, we believe in what they tell us, you know, and we have a team that believes in our coaching, and you know, that's what comes from it. Everyone, I can pinpoint it, even from last year, is that everyone's mindset was to just work hard, and no matter what we go through, we're going to outwork everybody. That's it. You know, there's no secret, there's no formula, there's no, this week let's try this. Oh, it worked, let's keep doing that. We just stuck to what the coaches told us. You know, we were respectful and just say, yeah, if that's what you think is best, that's what we're going to do with everything that we have. And, you know, everyone has bought into that. Everyone has bought into working hard, especially at practice. Our practices, guys get after it. You know, it's nothing. It's not a walkthrough ever, you know. Guys get after it in the team drills. And I would say that the hard work is what is, you know, making those things happen.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you all. Have a good one.